This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Colombia's presidential election is 2 years away, but President Alvaro Uribe is already campaigning. His government has launched an all-out push for constitutional reform that would allow him to seek a second term. Sibila Brodzinski reports from Bogota.
A bill to allow his re-election is making its way through Congress. In the weeks before the first Senate debates, Uribe made the rounds of radio talk shows to defend his chance for re-election. In a recent call from the president to one show, Uribe said voters should be given the option to re-elect him.
Let the Colombian people decide. Let people express their opinions, and the debate can be had at the polls.
After nearly 2 years of Uribe's security policies, kidnappings are down and coca crops are declining, while leftist rebels are in a tactical retreat. But Uribe says that to consolidate the gains, he needs more time in power than the current limit of 1 4-year term. The government says an additional 4 years could tip the balance in Colombia's 40-year civil war. To make his point, Uribe is playing on Colombian fears of a return of rampant violence that has abated under his watch. He is also raising the specter of a strengthened guerrilla movement under a different president.
The terrorists have retreated and are just waiting for this government to end. They're waiting for someone else to come who may treat them differently and could allow them to become strong again.
Washington couldn't be happier to see Uribe, a key U.S. ally, vying for a second term. Ambassador William Wood caused a minor flap for allegedly interfering in domestic politics recently when he suggested Colombians should give the president more time. Critics of the bill say they might consider introducing re-election, but not now and not for Uribe. Opposition Congressman Gustavo Petro says that allowing Uribe's re-election would be changing the rules of the game at halftime, and that it could bolster what he sees as Uribe's authoritarian tendencies.
Re-election isn't good or bad in and of itself. The problem here is the ethics of changing the rules of the game of democracy to the benefit of a specific interest.
But defenders of the bill say they are merely expressing the will of the people. Opinion polls show that while only 50% of Colombians agree with the concept of re-election, a full 75% would vote for Uribe if given the chance. Manuel Antonio Zanauria is a merchant at a farmer's market in central Bogota, where he sells carrots, lettuce, and mangoes. He thinks re-election is a good idea.
Re-election?
I think it's good because no president in 4 years can do what he has to do. It's a very short time. And the next one comes and proposes other things and the same thing happens. He doesn't have the time.
Time is running out, too, for lawmakers. Under Colombian law, if the bill hasn't passed 8 congressional votes by June 16th, the whole project falls and would have to be reintroduced at Congress's next legislative session in late July. For NPR News, I'm Sibila Brodzinski in Bogota.